part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
That would be us.
Yo.
He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. Welcome. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Ivan, did we hit the record button? Awesome. You're the best, man. I got the whole crew in house tonight. Jackie's on the phones.
We got a full boat.
Our internet director.
I was here Alex 25 is in the house. 5 minutes before the show.
Yes, but you promised to be here 2 hours before the show.
Yeah, I got...
You wanted to have an executive meeting with me.
It's like that great scene in The Shining.
The one where his face is coming through the door?
When Jack Nicholson's sitting there at the bar and he's talking to the bartender and he's talking about how the wife won't let go of the memory of when he physically abused her, which is terrible. But Nicholson has this great line where he goes, "A momentary loss of muscular coordination." And that's what happened to me on the way over to the show today.
Oh, I had a momentary loss of muscular coordination.
Yeah, see, I was on my way here following the navigation.
Because you called me. You said, "I'm on my way.
I'm on my way.
I'll be there in 10 minutes.
I'm dedicated and we have serious business to discuss." And then I saw a driving range. And kind of like Rain Man.
No. It's not Rain Man. It's Doug the dog in the movie Up.
Squirrel! Squirrel. That, you know what, bro, you're right. Squirrel! It's like a joke in my house.
So did you have a set of clubs in your car?
No, just a couple, like a driver and a wedge.
Yeah.
And, you know.
That's all you need. 7-iron.
And the other big joke in my house now is my hearing loss. It's the greatest comedy of all.
Huh?
Exactly. So I
like it when he just nods as though he did hear.
I made a joke.
We're in meetings this last week with like really important business people. And he's like, mm-hmm. Well, Stephen, can we have you go pick up all the dog poop in the backyard? Mm-hmm.
It's worse than that.
How so?
Because I heard everything. I just didn't get it.
That's not good. Let's not talk about that.
This thing where in my kitchen, I was going away on a trip, so I put up one of these headshots of myself. And I put a bubble coming out of my mouth, and I said something like, you know, "Hi, honey."
Now, for people that weren't raised in Hollywood, what is a headshot?
It's a nice photo.
It's a press photo.
Yeah.
It's given to important people get them to give to other people.
I put one up in the kitchen just to be obnoxious with my wife. You know, so when I'm out of town now, there's this
Kenya
photo.
Kenya earns more rewards in heaven as the hours tick off.
Oh, forget it. You kidding? Unbelievable. So I put this photo up. So when I come home, Haley has taken another copy of the photo.
And written something else.
And written a bubble off to the side that says, "Hey, Dad, can you get the door?" And then a bubble coming out of my mouth that says, "What? There's a goat in the floor?" Because that's the joke in my house. Like, somebody will say something, and like I hear it, and then I have to guess what they said. And now I'll guess, and I'll say something absurd, and they all fall on the ground laughing.
That's hilarious.
And now I'm like Grandpa, who now they pick on.
So now everyone that calls the show can play the same trick on you.
No, because I have my headphones turned up really loud.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Real loud. I'm hearing everything, baby.
Well, we've got an interesting discussion underway. We're talking about Legos and the threat that they are to the women's future of this country.
Obviously.
But before we go any further with that, I just want to take a second to here at the beginning of this hour to let you know, because Stephen and I are excited about this. We also have some broadcast friends in other venues that are joining us in this effort. But for the rest of 2012, or until we accomplish this, we are determined to try to feed 2012 orphans in the year of 2012. Now, someone asked in one of the breaks, Kev, you said $92 feeds a child. Is that $92 a month? And while in America, you probably can't even feed your own kid for $92 a month, at least if his last name was Baldwin. But But with Food for Orphans, you literally can feed one orphan child for an entire year for a one-time gift of $92. And all they do is focus on getting nutritional food to actual orphans. These aren't impoverished kids that live with their parents. These aren't kids that, you know, have some other relative taking care of them. These are truly orphaned children in orphanages in Africa, Southeast Asia, Eastern Europe, even in America. There's some orphanages here that they work with. But Food for Orphans is our partner on this. And 2012 in 2012.info tells all the story. So, friend, whatever you're doing tonight, if you could just stop for a second, go over to 2012 in 2012.info, read what we're trying to accomplish, and then make a gift of $92. If you do it tonight, there's a charitable foundation out of Texas called King's Ransom that is going to match every dollar that you give to feed a child. So if you want to feed one child for a year, it's $92. If you want to feed one child a year, if you want to feed 12 children a month, it's $92 a month. That's $1,104. The lovely bride and I prayed about it. That's what we're going to do as a family. We're going to do $92 a month for the next year and feed 12 orphans a month, and we'll end up feeding 12 orphans for the whole year. But we would love for you to join us on this journey. Friends, you're going to start hearing about it in other places. If all goes well, Stephen's going to go on Fox and Friends and talk about it. And we're going to, you know, bother Megyn Kelly with it and
absolutely
some other folks. So go on to the website 2012in2012.info, 2012in2012.info. And here's why. Every 90 seconds, an orphan dies of starvation and preventable malnutrition. Every 2 seconds, a child becomes an orphan, and every day, 44,000 children become orphaned. That's more than some small towns in America. Think about that. Across the planet, 44,000 children will be without parents and without relatives tonight that woke up this morning not in that state. But every 90 seconds, one of them is dying from starvation and preventable malnutrition. And Food for Orphans, all they do is feed. Would you please join us in this effort? 2012in2012.info. 2012in2012.info. And if you're calling from Tampa or Lexington or Colorado Springs or San Antonio or Grand Rapids or Lansing or wherever we're coming to you at tonight, Reno, Nevada, please make the effort to get on that website, 2012and2012.info, because every dollar that's given tonight is going to be matched by the King's Ransom Foundation out of Texas. You're going to feed twice as many kids. So you put $92 towards feeding a child, they're going to put $92 towards feeding a child. And every single penny of what we're raising is not going to some overhead for some charity. It's not going for anything else. It's going straight to feeding the kids. 25 cents a meal is what it costs. Stephen, even you can afford that.
Yes, sir.
25 cents a meal. So, Kenya, Mrs. Baldwin, the lovely Mrs. Baldwin, is trying to figure out how to feed Stephen on $92 a year. That has not been discovered yet.
Boiler.
If you would like to make a gift by phone, you can dial our phone number, 888-340-3373, but you got to push 2 and leave your name and number, and we'll call you back. 888-340-3373. But jump online, 2012in2012.info, and every dollar given through that website tonight is going to be matched dollar for dollar. All right, thanks for holding on. Some of you have been holding on for quite a while, and we've got a lot of interesting things that we've wrapped into this conversation. Let's go to Barbara in Red Bank, New Jersey, because we're talking about these Legos that are just these cute little lady figurines instead of the normal construction worker figurines in the boy Lego sets. Barbara, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi. Oh, we lost Barbara. Okay, let's go to line one. Cindy in Mount Pleasant, Arkansas. Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
Welcome. What's your thought?
Thank you. Well, I'm looking at the Legos now. I see nothing wrong with it. I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I see nothing wrong with that either.
Well, that's fantastic on both levels. Let me ask you this, Cindy. These women that are upset about this, they claim to speak for all women. They claim to speak for people like you. What What do you want your daughters to learn about what it is to be a woman when they're growing up?
Well, you know, my daughters, they love their fingernails painted, and they like the girly stuff. There's nothing wrong with that. And I don't see why some women have a problem with others having other ideas. And I don't see why, you know, they're having a problem with this.
Do you encourage femininity with your daughters? Or do you not have to?
I don't have to.
Because it's natural.
It comes naturally to them.
Because they see mom and all of that.
Thank you, Cindy. Appreciate it. Coming right back.
Baldwin McCullough. You know, in 2011, we told you about the CARES Project. It was launched by our Extreme Charities Foundation, offering you free...
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 20th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1644.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1685.86, 842.93 for a half ounce, or 421.46 for a quarter ounce. That's 1685.86, 842.93, and 421.46.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stevie B. He's KMC. The number 888-340-3373. And Lego My Legos.
that's the story. There's complaints by feminists that these girl Legos are going to ruin women's futures.
I gotta be honest. I'm a little surprised that we haven't had more opinions from, you know, stay-at-home moms, et cetera, et cetera. It's interesting. Maybe I'm crazy, but maybe folks are scared to say anything. Maybe this is what's going on now, Kevo, in the culture where you know don't create any waves, don't cause any trouble, don't want anybody thinking that I have a negative opinion about this or that or causing any trouble. It's weird.
The new Lego Friends line rolled out in December features lady figurines, curvier takeoffs on the traditional boxy figurines that live in a place called Heart Lake City.
No.
And I'm looking at a picture of one online. You want to go to my Facebook page. I've got it linked up. But it's just a cute little girl in a skirt with blonde hair, and she's holding cookies.
But Heart Lake City.
Heart Lake City.
Are they suggesting that young children that are of the female persuasion have hearts? Is that what they're saying?
Well, this one's really controversial because she's obviously baked the cake behind her. She's got a sink. That's an oven. That's a blender. She's obviously in the kitchen. So I don't know. That must be sending a terrible message. Now, ladies, on top of that, here's the other thing I want to and man, don't. Well, okay, whoever wants to weigh in on this, just blast our phone lines open. But this new National Highway Traffic Safety Administration study was released today. And I'm curious as to what your opinion is as to why this was found to be true. Now, remember, these aren't my words. This isn't Kevin McCullough saying this. This is what the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration found.
Mm-hmm.
They found that women seem predisposed to hit the gas when they really mean to hit the brake.
No. Oh, boy. Here we go. 888-340-3373.
That's what the study found.
Now, I think
I didn't say it.
No, but
the study found it.
No, but you've decided to talk about this, Kevin.
Well,
so obviously,
why does that happen?
Some opinion.
Well, maybe I'm just a little jaded against that girl that blocked me in the parking lot
right.
this morning.
And I guess I should
just be grateful that she found the break in time.
I think women are the best drivers in the world, and obviously Danica Patrick is a pure example of
888-340-3373.
All that excellent women drivers can become if they aspire to.
888-340-3373. The data reveals that women are twice as likely. More than twice as much, 2 to 1, to accidentally hit the accelerator than men are.
You're a troublemaker.
The study looked at police data on crashes that occurred within North Carolina. Maybe it's just a North Carolina thing. And at news reports on accidents that happened elsewhere. Okay, so it's not just North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And in cases of unintended acceleration. That's a great... I'm sorry, officer, I had unintended acceleration.
It's a new...
I was
disorder.
Really intending to decelerate, but my unintended acceleration occurred.
My unintended acceleration reflex.
Sometimes Baldwin has unintended acceleration, and that's just when he's walking down the sidewalk.
Oh, I have unintended accelerated distraction behind the wheel syndrome.
Oh, I can believe that.
iPad.
You notice I always drive when you and I go anywhere?
iPhone, iPad, Slurpee.
Yeah, most of which is against the law. You do know this, too, right? The Slurpee's not, but the other stuff is all against the law.
Well, balancing the Slurpee on your shoulder while steering with your knee and operating multiple technological devices simultaneously.
So are women to blame? What do you ladies, why is this? I asked the people on Facebook this afternoon this question, and it actually got some pretty hilarious answers. And most of the reason, okay, tell me this isn't sexist. And it was the women saying it. They're all saying it's the shoes. It's our shoes. Our shoes get clogged in the pedals, and we can't get the little, stiletto heel to turn around and hit the right pedal on time. Is that true? Do you think the shoes are at fault in why women hit the gas instead of hitting the brake more often when they're not supposed to? Is it the shoes? Let's go to line 2, Rebecca, in Richmond, Virginia. Rebecca, is it the shoes? Do your shoes make you hit the gas instead of hitting the brake?
Well, in all sincerity, yes. I don't wear stiletto heels, but is always very slick. The bottom of my soles are always very slick, and they would slide off from time to time off
sure.
the brake.
Well, then it's a design issue.
I think so. I think we just kill all the shoe designers and everything would be fine.
Rebecca, do you honestly think that women hit the gas more often than men when they're supposed to hit the brake?
I really don't know, but I can honestly say it happened to me once or twice.
Rebecca, I appreciate that.
I appreciate the transparency.
Now, I called about Legos.
Okay.
All right. I do not have any Legos. I don't have any small children, but I remember Legos, and I can pretty much remember what children's toys look like. And I think the feminists are so off the mark with this. There is nothing wrong with little girls wanting to lean towards feminine things. I had two older brothers.
Rebecca, why? Let me ask you this, because you've probably lived longer than Stephen and I, I'm guessing, and you've
yeah.
raised your kids. And why is there such a negativity towards girls having feminine influences on themselves?
Because these women are sick. There shouldn't be. There shouldn't be. These feminists have screwed up my entire adult life.
How so?
Well, because my marriage lasted 2 years. It was an abusive situation. Got out. I had a son to raise. No child support, no nothing. I worked 50 or 60 hours a week his whole life. And I would watch these stupid shows on TV. I'm supposed to go out, make all this money, which is the only thing the feminists ever promised me that I held them to and wanted them to do, was get me equal pay for an equal job, and they still haven't done that. But they've had men be rude to me because they were so rude to so many men. Men were scared to death of the feminists, so they just assume we're all feminists, so they treated us all badly. I work all these hours, then the shows on TV tell me I'm supposed to bounce home, cook a dinner, have a sparkling house, have all this repartee with my child, and help him with his homework. And all I really wanted to do was get in the hot tub and drown myself.
Hmm.
You know, and then now...
Well, we're glad you're still here.
Well, thank you. But, I mean, I don't know what their problem is. I really don't. But they just need to stay out of people's business, forcing all these young girls into male academies. Start your own damn academies.
Yeah, we want all of our daughters to grow up and be construction workers, Rebecca.
That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. I have some girlfriends that can do that. And I was pretty tough broad when I was young.
And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but as a father, I don't really see that as a future for my daughter. It's not what I hope for. And maybe that makes me a bad dad. I don't know. But I appreciate your call, Rebecca. Thank you. 888-340-3373. He's Baldwin.
Yep.
I'm McCullough. And we're live when we continue.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart Patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com. Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook Anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Baldwin McCullough Live, Saturday night. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we have a definitive perception here. That last call was fantastic. but I don't. It's just you know, I'm not buying that it's just the shoes.
You know, someone said on
that's just me.
By the way, what we're talking about, what Stephen's talking about, is that there's this new study by the National Highway and Safety Yuckity Yucks, the important ones, that say that that women are twice as likely to hit the gas instead of the brake by mistake. So you've got this twice as likely thing going on, and so I asked some folks on Facebook about it, and Linda wrote. Be interesting to find out if the husband was in the car at the time. Backseat driving might be a contributor. Car's coming! Turn here! Park there! Stop! Slow down! Speed up! Which, I think Stevens said all of those to when his lovely bride was behind the wheel at some point in time.
What are you doing?
Well, okay, I brag about the lovely bride all the time, right?
Yeah.
I've never told anything bad about her on the air.
Well, I married up, but you, like, really married
no,
up.
No, we both outkicked our coverage, pal.
No, but you really married
yeah,
me.
Yeah,
I got lucky.
We both did.
Yours was like a mercy marriage.
I've never said anything bad about her on the show. That changes right now.
Whoa.
When she drives, she hits the brake frequently when she doesn't have to. What is that? Like, she sees lights. Like when I drive, I don't necessarily hit the brake unless it becomes apparent that I need to. And
well,
then
you're
I slow
cool,
down.
Calm, and collected.
But if she sees someone six cars ahead just flash, just touch their brake, she will touch her brake.
Well, that's cautious. That's defensive driving.
It is.
And you're a maniac. You know, listen, we leave the show. Do you know the worst thing you do?
What do I do?
Do you know you're supposed to warm up your car? Just, like, let the oil get through the cylinders, like, for about 45 seconds.
Yeah?
Dude, you are in gear, foot to the floor.
I am not.
Every time you start your car.
That's not true.
That's car abuse.
That's not true.
It's true.
Car abuse? Who got the smart car totaled?
I got hit from behind.
Uh-huh.
It was a satanic attack, clearly.
All right.
Trying to take me out.
Let's go back to the phones. Line one, Michael in Salt Lake City. Hey, Michael, welcome. You're on with Baldwin McCullough. Hi.
Hey, so I just wanted to comment about the Lego issue.
Yeah.
I'm on the other side of the political spectrum from you guys most of the time, but it bothers me when people say that just because something's been feminized that it's somehow an attack on, you know, little girls or something. I have a 4-year-old daughter, and she, you know, we didn't really overexpose her to any particular gender stereotype or anything. We let her pick everything, and she surprisingly likes feminine things, and so, you know.
Michael, hold on. I'm going to let you finish. That's not surprising. That's the way the designer, the creator, made her.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Right, okay. You know, so then why does it surprise you?
So, no, what I'm saying is, you know, not surprisingly, she turns out...
Oh, okay.
Right,
not
right. Surprisingly to the feminists, she turns out to be a normal little girl.
Yeah, exactly. I know there's exceptions there, but regardless of why, most little girls like feminine things. So I'm glad there's something out there that she likes to build with Legos, and now there's something that has, you know, something she can identify with.
And it's a really cute set, Michael. I mean, the little bakery kitchen. I mean, it's really it's very hip. It's as hip as like the Star Wars stuff when they came out with that in the Lego form. Well,
yeah, exactly. I mean, Legos have been around for 30 years. There's already ninjas and cowboys and pirates. They don't need to produce, you know, male oriented or typically male things. They've got that covered.
Right.
So
because that's been 99% of the market share since they've been in business. You put the little girls. When the little girls come over to play with Baby James, they don't grab the Lego box.
Mm-hmm.
They grab the stuffed animals.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just the way it works. All right. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it. Jackie, what are you saying on here? Women drivers used to be men? You think they're all transgendered women?
Whoa!
Jackie, the only rose amongst the four thorns in the room. Vehemently disagrees that the National Highway Safety Administration. Come on, Jackie, you're a liberal. You like these big government studies. These are the things you always make your case on. It's like, well, you know, the big government study said this. So this is the National Highway Safety Traffic Administration that said that the rose amongst the thorns hit the gas more often than the brake than men do. Anyway, do you agree with Jackie or do you agree with Baldwin and I? It's just the natural order of things. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. You can have this fun with us all week long. Our Facebook pages are available at baldwinmccullough.com.
Consider the coffee bean. Ever since the dawn of mankind, never has there been a more...
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
All right, 888-340-3373. It's Baldwin McCullough Live, coming to you from New York every Saturday night, 9 to 11 Eastern. And if it's Saturday evening, it's in that time frame. Thanks for making us your choice. And thanks for helping us be launched into the heavy hundred of the talk radio industry this week. As the new list was unveiled, I got many notes of congratulations from radio stations and people from all across the country. So thank you. And thanks to every station making Baldwin McCullough a part of their Saturday night lineup. We've been talking about, well, we've been talking about the girl Legos, and then we switched topics to this National Highway Traffic Safety Administration recently commissioned a study from the Transatlantics research firm, and they found that women seem predisposed to hit the gas when they really mean to hit the brake. In fact, the data reveals that women are twice as likely to accidentally hit the accelerator than men are. However, when you read down into the article, Stephen, the author says, men, if you're still reading this, please note that you're not off the hook just yet. In fact, when the number crunchers, when the number crunchers leading the study looked at all accidents, not just those involving unintended acceleration, I love that phrase, by the way, I am unintendedly accelerated. Guys are at fault 60% of the time in all highway in all
see?
Accidents.
See, you're the problem, Kevin. So,
I still think it's funny that I sit at this microphone
representing.
I still think it's funny that women blame it on
your
the shoes.
Lovely significant other.
I find it funny that they blame it on the shoes.
I know she's listening right now, going, "Go get him, Stevie B."
No, she's not.
I know. She's going. Oh, she's going. Oh Lord, Stephen Baldwin thinks he's speaking to
me. That's exactly what she's thinking. Did hell freeze over?
What? I think she just, you know, she just categorizes me like with your dog.
She thinks.
She just goes, aw.
You know what she's most afraid of right
aww.
Now? She's most afraid.
Stephen thinks he had a really intelligent thought for a nanosecond there.
She's more afraid of what you're going to do to James when he becomes of age to do sports.
Dude.
Than anything that. Than anything else.
All she needs to know is 120 feet per second, baby. That's all she needs to know.
Yeah, we're still having.
It'll
that
be
discussion.
My interpretation of accidental acceleration.
Unintended acceleration.
It's intended acceleration.
By the way, Deborah weighed in on the women on the gas versus the brake issue. She said the bottoms of new pumps specifically are slippery. They ought to come with a warning label. She said, that's the story, and I'm sticking to it. It's the shoes. It's the shoes. All right, so 888-340-3373, three phone lines open. The Lego story that we were talking about, we can take the calls on that still. If you are at all weirded out, and what's been interesting to me, Stephen, is in the last 2 weeks, mm-hmm. this whole debate about how women are being portrayed in the presidential race. Mm-hmm. And I heard Jamu Green on Fox News with Megyn Kelly and our friend David Webb make the argument yesterday that literally because conservative fathers see women in this way, that they literally are trying to set women back to the 1950s. Hmm. And this all started from Sandra Fluke, you know, the I want the government to give me $3,000 worth of birth control a month. By the way, I've asked 36 women since that came out. Do you have any idea what kind of birth control people would be getting to cost $3,000 a month? And they're like, no. She said that every one of them said she wasn't quite being totally truthful
yeah.
with those numbers.
Yeah.
So
unintentional.
But this view of men and women is really an interesting thing. Dr. Leonard Sachs, the one you quoted from earlier,
yeah.
he said these particular women's groups are disconnected from reality in their desire to promote the idea that the gender differences are taught by the patriarchy or through socialization. He said the sexualization of children is indeed an important issue, but this is not part of that. In other words, we shouldn't be sexualizing our kids and teaching them, you know, we shouldn't be exposing them even to the sexual issues of life when they're young. But he said, girl Legos doesn't have anything to do with that. That's the argument that Dr. Sachs is making.
Right.
And he's saying that the feminist groups, they're so, it's like they need an excuse to be angry and to yell at somebody. It's like they're sitting on the edge of their chair waiting for you to think the one wrong thing, and bam, they're going to make you pay for it.
Even if it's your Legos.
And I'm like, isn't that kind of counterproductive to just a peaceful life? I mean, if we were really living in a day where women were mistreated as compared to the treatment of men, and people are going to say, oh, the wage gap. You know what? There's reasons why the wage gap exists. If you have... I said this on my show about 4 days ago, but if you have a man and a woman who are totally equal in every piece of preparation for a job,
mm-hmm.
okay, and what do I mean by that? They both got their high school degree. They both got their college degree. They both got their master's degree. They've been in the workplace the same length of time, and they have the same ability on their particular expertise of whatever they do. If you have two completely identical candidates like that, and one of them is paid more than the other, assuming that they didn't have different work records, like one of them didn't work for the company as long, or one of them got better reviews than the other, whatever. But if you had everything absolutely the same down there, then you could make a case for discrimination. But in this situation, in many situations, you have women that come into the workforce, have a child, so they go out for a while. They lose a little bit of seniority because they're not in the workforce during that time. They come back and they want to be paid the same amount as the guy who never left the workforce, even if she took, you know, a year or two off to take care of that child. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to, to me, as a small business owner, you can't sit there and say, as the company, it's good for the company to pay the woman the same wage as the man because the man's put in all of those uninterrupted years of service.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you do with that. I mean, it just, I don't think
the Kevin, what you're saying is just way too commonsensical. Just.
Well, it's sexist in many parts of this universe.
Jackie?
888-340-3373.
Any comments?
Stay with us.
Specialists. Every 2 seconds. A child becomes an orphan. 44,000 children become orphaned.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Rekindle the romance between you and I. Those intimate.
Baldwin McKellar live Saturday night, and I'm just, my head is spinning. I'm discombobulated.
So do you think you're going to go home, run home, and tell the lovely Mrs. Baldwin about the statistic?
No, I think as a result of this program, I'm going to go home and put on some fuzzy slippers and a pink robe and draw myself a nice bubble bath and give myself a pedicure.
Speaking of stories in which women have outperformed men, did you hear about the She-Hulk?
But that's just me. What?
Did you hear about the She-Hulk?
You better not be going where I think you're going.
No, there was a heroine on the MBTA. I'm not sure which public transit system this is, but for one of the major cities, 24-year-old Alston woman, who did not want to be named, stopped, single-handedly collared a man who had chosen to expose himself on a crowded B-line trolley, dragging him off the train, knocking him down, and holding him in place until cops arrived.
Well, now see?
She says, this guy was just being a real creeper. Oh, you think so?
I'd like to ask that gal what type of Legos she played with as a child.
And if she hit the brake on the trolley.
Yeah.
Instead of the gas.
Yeah.
As she shuffled along the train, he followed her. She zoned out, listening to music, only to look up and see him standing over. I looked up and felt awkward, so I looked down. She said the man was doing inappropriate things to himself. And he tried to cover himself with his shirt. The woman, not someone to meekly let an alleged creep get away with it, shouted out what he was doing, but no one stepped in to help. She said one male passenger even shrugged. She said she went into She-Hulk mode, lunging as the man tried to bolt at Packard's Corner in Brighton, wherever this was. She said she held the man with one hand and berated him while she waited for the cops to arrive. She said he looked scared to death. He kept saying sorry, but he was just sorry for himself, she said. See?
Oh, boy.
That's according to the Boston Herald. And, good for her. 24-year-old, kicking tushy and taking names. Quite literally. Until the cops got there. Anyway, he's Stephen Baldwin. Yeah, that's what she was called.
She-Hulk.
The man told the transit cops that the packed and jostling trolley caused his shorts to fall.
Uh-huh.
Michael Galvin, 37, mm-hmm. Was charged with gross lewdness. The woman said she acted because I've had enough of being harassed on the street. I'm tired of it, and I want it to end. It was the last straw.
Good for her.
She also had some choice words for the people who stood by and did nothing. That's appalling. That makes me so angry. I want everyone to know that I have something. I have to say something. So good for her.
Yeah.
And shame on the rest of those Bostonians. This was all in Boston. Standing there, especially the other guys on the train, letting them do that. Get away with that. It's too bad that she had to defend herself. Anyway, he's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. Our website, baldwinmccullough.com or TheBingeThinker.com.